With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into our SB Nation NFL live draft show. Pete Sweeney here. I'm the editor-in-chief over at Arrowhead Pride, also a member of the SB Nation NFL show. Now we'd like to welcome in Joe Rouse of Mile High Report. Joe, we have the Denver Broncos here on the clock. How have you liked how the board has played out for the Broncos to this point?
It's just about perfect. Justin Fields was the second guy on my board. If they decide to trade for Aaron Rodgers, it could happen. I'm happy. I hope they don't blow it.
Yeah, I think that has become the biggest story really in the NFL, and it stole the show quite a bit earlier today with Rodgers just so disgruntled in Green Bay that he is seeking a trade. Again, I cover the Kansas City Chiefs, two teams in the division, and the Las Vegas Raiders, your Denver Broncos, could be the San Francisco 49ers. So it does seem like the Green Bay Packers will be unwilling to trade Rodgers within the conference. How excited must you be knowing that there is a potential that Aaron Rodgers could end up in Denver?
Yeah, and one of the things about it too is I know the cap situation is part of it. Rodgers, and I don't have the number right in front of me, but I know the dead cap hit is north of 30 million. I want to say it's like 33.9 million if they trade him during the draft before June 1st. So maybe that might be part of the reason why it's kind of stalling out. So even if the Broncos don't get him today, they might still be kind of in the running. I love the way George Payton has played this. The Broncos have I think they have $23 million in cap space themselves. Also, obviously, they have more picks than the Niners. So they look like an appealing destination if the Packers are going to make a deal.
The Denver Broncos have selected Patrick Surtain out of Alabama. How do you feel, rapid reaction, when you hear that they select the cornerback?
I like Surtain more than a lot of the other options. I would have preferred Justin Fields. I have heard from a buddy a while back that the Broncos were not as interested in Justin Fields. So I was kind of hoping against hope, but
rooting against the secret source.
And again, he's a good buddy, but I was hoping he was fed misinformation, but no, I like Surtain. It's a valuable position. The Broncos have Bryce Callahan and Ronald Darby, both of whom in their entire time in the league, between the two of them, they've played in one 16 plus game season once. So right. It's a smart pick because first of all, the Broncos use nickel or dime 75% of the time last year. Yeah. Also, the odds are one of those guys will probably get hurt at some point. So having a corner who can step in is smart.
Yeah. And just talking about the cornerbacks a little bit, I know that you guys went through the whole contract situation when it comes to Justin Simmons. He ends up signing a long-term deal. But a lot of these guys in the secondary will be gone or probably not serviceable after this year. So it really does seem like this was a pick that's investing in the Broncos' future.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle Fuller, Bryce Callahan, and Kareem Jackson all have contracts that expire after this season. As you mentioned, there's going to be a need for corner next year regardless. I also think that Surtain can step in almost immediately. I think because he's not flashy, people kind of underrated how good he is and how good he could be. He's pro ready, but also he wins along the line of scrimmage and he erases people. Like, I'm happy with the pick.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.